Hello, hello. It is Taylor Black, and we're here with some marketing. And you know, I just like to keep it real simple, but give you a lot of advice and tips that I don't hear other people giving. And when I was thinking about some topics to go over with you guys, one thing just stood out to me, and I said, wow, I have to talk to you guys about this, because this is the one thing that I think everyone misses. When they start their strategies, they get their little pen and their paper out, and they think about the business they want and how they want to run the business and where and why and all of that. You know, and then there's the finances, you think about the finance part, you think about all of these things, the marketing, of course. That big deal is always the marketing for your business. And they just come up with this huge plan and they smack it together on a notebook or on their laptop, and they run and they try and get this business started. And I think it's awesome if you are that ambitious and that driven to just be able to say, you know what, I want to do something, I'm going to do something, I'm doing it. I think that's awesome, and I want to commend anybody that's going out there and chasing their dreams. That is major key. I think that's major key. But for those people that are so ambitious and they're losing sight of the goal because they feel like they're struggling, I just want you to consider one thing. I feel like everyone, they miss this part. They miss this part. So I need you all to really consider one thing when you decide to make a business, decide to leave your job and chase your dream, when you decide that you want to be an actress, a rapper, whatever it is that you are deciding to do, I need you to consider one thing, and I guarantee you that you will be successful. I guarantee that you will be successful if you do this one thing. Listen closely. I think that if you spent the same amount of time that you've done to strategize your business, I think you can take double, triple, quadruple the amount of time to study yourself. A lot of people don't even know themselves, and they throw themselves in a position in which they have to struggle. And then when they're struggling, they don't understand why. And then that makes them frustrated, and that makes them give up, or that makes them less focused on the goal, more distracted, and now is a lot of time getting in the way. I don't need you to get in your own way. I need you to know who you are. I need you to know who you are and then what's required of what you want. And I need you to find balance within that. That's major key. That right there is major key. You don't know yourself. Like, I think a lot of people, they watch TV or they see their peers and they're like, wow, they are very inspired by what they see. And I am not here to knock anybody getting inspired. But when you're inspired, I don't think that you should say, oh, I want to be just like this person, and then you run out there and try and do that. When you're inspired, I think you need to just find a way for yourself period. People are always trying to do all this extra stuff. No, just find a way for yourself. For yourself, be you. And in order to be you, something like, I know, some people, they live very fast-paced lives, and they don't get a breather, and they don't get time to actually sit down and center themselves and figure, okay, what's going on in life? What is happening with me? And, just really study yourself. You know, that would be a whole nother podcast for me to just break down how to study yourself and how to really connect with yourself, because I think so many people are disconnected with themselves because they're having a lot of work to be done. You know, there's a lot of work to be done in this life, whether you're taking care of your family, job, finances, whatever. There's a lot in life. Life will come at you fast, so you get distracted, or you don't even realize sometimes. You're like, wait a minute. Sometimes people are going through the same situations over and over again, and they're responding in the same ways over and over again, and that's why they are hindering themselves from any type of growth, because they're not even noticing that a tweak in their actions can actually save them a lot of time. So, first and foremost, know who you are. And then that way you can develop a business or whatever it is that you're trying to develop career-wise. But you're going to develop this in a way that's going to fit you. So that way you can always be successful. And then I say this much. If you still... If you are still very distracted, you know, you're living a fast-paced life, maybe you live in New York, you're a New Yorker, and you're doing a lot, I just want you to take this one idea with you, that until you're able to really center yourself and get to know yourself, it is going to be hard. It is going to be a little bit of a struggle. But one thing is for certain, that anything you focus on, anything that you put your attention to, you're going to be successful. But I just want y'all to be able to, you know, get around all those obstacles. But one thing now is, if you notice that, you know, you have a lot going on in your life, don't ever, ever decide that the struggles are going to define that you have lost. No, you have not lost. You just know that you don't have time to work things out the way they need to be worked out, so you have to go through a little extra. And that's what I need you to know, that you're going through a little extra because you haven't set aside time to do something else, to do a little, you know, work on yourself. And that's okay. I know, like, you know, some people are like, I don't have time to do this. I can't. I have to work 3 jobs. This is the third. It's fine. Work your 3 jobs. But in doing so, I don't ever want you to give up on your goal. I don't ever want you to give up on your dream. Always keep it in mind that, okay, I can't successfully move around these obstacles. I have to go through them. But you have to know that even when you go through obstacles, you have gotten through them. You know what I mean? You're still going to get to the other side as long as you don't give up. As long as you don't give up. And that is actually the best thing that I can ask you to consider over anything, is to know that you're always going to win as long as you don't give up. Don't give up. Well, this was a really short one today. short and sweet. I was in the middle of thinking of topics of what I can come up with for the podcast, and this was something that truly stuck out to me. So I wanted to grasp your attention and get this out here for you guys to run and start your day with more knowledge of freedom, with more freedom and knowing that you are going to win. You know, the freedom and knowing that you're going to win. I think that's what it really is, right? It's freedom. It's freedom. When you realize that, wow, I'm struggling because I haven't tweaked my responses. I haven't tweaked my reactions. I haven't tweaked my thought process. I haven't tweaked how I value myself. You know? That is major key. Tweak how you value yourself. And then, you know, so if you haven't done that, you're like, okay, well, this is why I'm going through this obstacle. And guess what? Now you're not going to go crying in the corner. You know why it happened. You know what you need to do. You know, at this point, you can center yourself all day, but you're going to have to still go through this obstacle. But now you know, okay, if I want to change up, I know how to. I know what I need to do. This is the... I don't think anybody is dropping jewels like these. I haven't heard it. You know how many times I listen? Nobody's going to drop jewels like me. And this is why a lot of my friends, they say, oh, why do you use Anchor? Why do you use Anchor? You should try and use your own platform. You have a lot of great things to say. And, you know, somebody can take your content from Anchor and they say, you know... a lot of things that they can say. I think Anchor is a really great platform for people that want to podcast and monetize off of it. Anchor is, they make it very simple for you to come up with quality podcasting and very conveniently. Anchor is really, really awesome. And this is not even an advertisement. I know you're probably like, oh, okay, this is one of the Anchor ads. This is not an Anchor ad. This is me telling you exactly how I feel about the company. And now, take it back a little bit. You know, they were saying to use my own platform, and that's fine. Because they were afraid that my content would get taken or not heard or whatever. But one thing that I know is that what I want to teach others, I haven't been taught it. You know, it's like I'm not out here trying to teach you math. You know, I'm not out here trying to teach you science, social studies. I'm teaching you marketing, yes. But when I'm teaching you marketing, it's not because everybody is just doing that. It's because I feel in my heart that I've always knew the major keys in marketing before I went to college for it and started to study it even more. It's just a passion of mine. It's just my brain, when I put things together, it comes out differently. And I understand it from a different level. So I don't believe anyone has the same understanding as me. And that's why it doesn't matter what platform I'm on, people are going to be attracted to this. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to continue to use Anchor. I think Anchor is dope. You know, until they give me other reason. And like I said, I'm an individual. I could take my words and wisdom anywhere. I could take my words and wisdom go everywhere with me. But I just would love to just share my words of wisdom with marketing, because I feel like a lot of people nowadays are trying to get into this entrepreneurship. And I'm glad we're all taking this shift. But I feel like in a world where or a country, you know, in the United States, we're doing a lot of sales. And please don't tell me about statistics. I'm just saying we buy and sell a lot. So what's important to know is there's a lot of money in circulation. So for us to be able to develop our own businesses or services, however, we have potential to make a lot of money. We have potential to scale. Like, we have potential to do really good. So there's no reason why you should jump in and be held back or feeling disappointed. You should know that there's a very fruitful position ahead of you. So, you know. But, you know, I don't want to hold you guys. Just wanted you to know that I have, I'm going to come up with some more content for you. And I will have this content maybe later on tonight. I will be live on my Instagram at official Taylor Black. I'll be live at 8. At 8 tonight. I'll see you there. The last live we had was pretty dope. Actually, well, the last live I had with you guys was pretty dope. But I've seen that a lot of you are on my lives outside of like my marketing lives, and that's pretty dope. So I have some interesting ones up if you're interested. I have like some saved stories and things up there that if you're interested. But yeah, I try to keep a nice entertaining Instagram. A lot of people are like, oh wow, you're partying with Little Duval. And this is, I think this is also the reason why I wanted to tell you guys about just self-evaluation. Because if you're not happy, how can your business be? Oh, I wish I could go so much deeper into this, but then I'll be getting off of marketing. And that's not where I'm going. And I'm sorry where I'm taking my podcast. But you guys, get it together. Get it together. Get to know yourselves. Get to know yourselves. Forget about all the disappointment and forget being discouraged. Know that there's obstacles. Don't get overwhelmed. No, there's no such thing as being overwhelmed. It's just the word. It's just the word. Sometimes it's just a feeling. Guess what? Feelings go away. If I touched you on your shoulder right now, you'd feel it. Guess what? The next second after I removed it, you wouldn't. Feelings don't stay forever. Think about your ex-boyfriend and your ex-girlfriend. You can't stand them now, can you? Feelings don't last forever. Think about it like that, too. But anyways, this is Taylor Black. Thank you for listening to my marketing podcast. I hope it's helping you develop your business. And if not, I hope it's making you into your best self. But thank you so much for listening. I'll catch y'all later.